Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, a broken egg, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad hatters, bad taste, bad life, bad dude, bad attitude, bad vibes. Look who it is. It's the Young Chopper. Finally making her debut on FOTB, baby. That's what I'm talking about. What up, Chopper?
Hey.
So, you finally get on the bench in the biggest way possible. How do you feel about it? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
Do you think you got, like, shafted in previous opportunities withstanding that you haven't had a chance to get on the bench and wax up? Do you feel as though you got the short end of the stick and that you've been disappointed to not be on the show and that you think your brother should be slapped in the back of the head like Wilder was by Fury on Saturday night in Vegas? You should crank your brother in the back of the head.
Yeah, I think so. I think you put him on so much and I should be on a lot more.
So
I'm more entertaining.
Right, you're more entertaining and he's bunk.
Yeah.
So basically you think that he's average at best and that you're a show.
He's trash. He's not even average. He's trash.
He's trash. And what about his game?
Oh, God, don't even get me started with that. 20 times better shooter.
All right, so
he's just stronger.
He's just older and stronger.
He's older and stronger, so I can't beat him in a 1v1, but I better. I
one,
have more
1v1?
Shots. In a 1v1. We tried to do it the other day, and I fell on my elbow, and I smashed him in the nose with my Beats headphones. It was terrible, so we realized
so
we can't
mean?
Play
you
1v1
like, you
anymore.
Took, so you fell on your elbow, and you were angry, so you got up, and instead of just calling
no,
a
we
foul.
No, we were going like full try hard at it. And then we were hurting each other.
So what happened? When you went down, you got up and you took your Beats and smashed him in the face?
Yep.
How did that go over with him?
He just walked home.
Oh, so he quit at that point?
Yep.
So I saw you take on your buddy, Billy, the other day in the driveway.
God.
You worked him over.
Yeah. I was teaching him how to do it for him.
So he
wants to make the travel team next year. And
but
I
he has no game.
He's no game. He just started playing.
So
I
his
mean,
game
his
is basically broke ass.
Yeah.
When you watch your brother play and you play with him a million times in the driveway and stuff, and then you play with him even at the club, do you think that he gets mad that you get to play with the grown man and that you can still stick J's from 25?
Yeah, I think he's pretty like mad about it because he can't do what I do.
So he thinks that you have no game, but meanwhile you...
Yeah, he acts like I don't have any game, but meanwhile I stick all the threes and he can't.
So you know that you have game, and it bothers you that he shows you no respect.
Yep.
So when it comes to, like, fashion and stuff like that in terms of your game, like, you have all the shoes, you got all the LeBrons,
yeah.
You got all the Kobes, you got all the Hardens, you got all the Kyries, you got
yeah.
all the shoes, and then you have all the hoodies and
yeah.
all the shorts and all the t-shirts to play in. Do you think you have better basketball fashion than the young gun?
I have way more basketball fashion. I have the new Kyries, I have the SpongeBob ones, the pineapples. They're amazing.
And do you play in them a lot when you...
Yeah, I just played in them today. I had two games today. And Gunner wears like the same shoes every time I switch up.
How do you feel about him wearing $200 basketball shoes on the street? And like,
oh my God, he's so dumb. You should be wearing like Uggs to the game and then you put them on during the game. I used to like ruin them until Fuego told me not to.
So you used to wear them on the street and then Fuego told you that you were ruining your basketball shoes.
Yeah, so now I just wear them to basketball games. And why ruin them at practice? I just wear like garbage ones at practice.
So what are your favorite shoes to play in?
I like playing in my LeBron 16s, the purple and yellow ones. Those are really cool. And then I like to play in my Pineapple House, Kyrie's SpongeBob brand.
Do you think that my basketball shoe collection, is, I mean, be honest, just badass and better than yours?
Yeah, maybe. You have a lot more. But you don't wear yours.
But I have been wearing them. I wore the new LeBron 17s. I broke those in, and I still haven't worn the Kyrie's.
You think
the
they're
Kyrie
too clean to wear?
I've never worn the Kyrie 4s. Do you know why I haven't worn them? Not because they're so great. I've never broke them out from two Christmases ago. You know why?
Why?
Because when you wear them the first couple times,
oh my
you
God,
play them,
don't they like rip or
they
something?
They bleed.
Oh, God.
So, in other words, they're red. And they bleed on the socks. And when you take off your shoes, you got bloody red socks.
That's not good.
I mean, who needs that?
Yeah, I wear the...
But you know that I'm addicted to socks.
I just started wearing the black Nike socks, and they're starting to put, like, fuzz on my feet, because when I sweat during basketball games, I take them off. If I got, like, black crap
so
all
what
over
is
my
the
feet.
Like, the things that you think I collect the most, that I care the most about, are pretty much basketball shoes and socks. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone at
you
birthdays
got, like,
or Christmas want socks for a gift?
Yeah, who wants socks?
I do.
I know.
You
I
know mean, why? Because
you like
old,
the sleeves. You got everything.
I know, but old socks, A, suck, and B, have you ever noticed when you wear old socks, after they're old and you're sweating and you take a shower and you come out and your feet are wet, how hard it is to get old socks on your feet, whereas brand new socks slide on like they were on ice.
Yep.
Isn't that nice, the new sock
like
feeling?
Yeah, I like that feeling.
Do you think old socks look like ass?
Yeah, they're all like fuzzy.
Right, and faded.
Ugh.
And then they get thin on the bottoms, and then you literally are playing with like socks that aren't socks. They're like thin.
Yeah, and then
there's
like holes in them.
Right, they get holes, or they just don't protect your feet, and then you get cherry blisters on your toes.
Yeah.
Which sucks. All right, so tell me about, you had a doubleheader the other night, which would be, you played two games in one night, and you had to play literally start to finish. You never came out of either game. Now, you've done that a lot because you're such a badass. Do you have a problem playing the full, what are they, 7-minute quarters?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think we
so it's a 28-minute game.
Well, sometimes we do 7 with the 4 quarters or whatever, and then sometimes we do 20 with 2 halves.
So 40-minute games.
Yeah, it depends.
So you go, some games are 28, some are 40?
Yeah, I think.
All right,
we mostly do 7.
But in the game, like, I've seen you have 30 in a game.
Yeah.
I've seen you have 35 in a game.
Yeah.
I've seen you have 28 in a game. I've seen you have 25 in a game. I've seen you have 20 in a game multiple times. I've also seen you have, like, 4 in a game. On the days when you only have 4, where you could have scored 25 or 30, why did you only have 4 points? You just didn't feel like playing, or just because you didn't have your J falling?
I always have those off days where you only have like 2 threes.
You can't hit.
I just can't hit.
Because you're cold.
I'm just cold.
And it's not your day.
Yeah. It's either I have a good game, my day, where I hit like 20, or I just have a bad game. Like the other day, I had like 6 threes.
I tell people that in the game, now, I'm only going to say it once, all right? I don't want you to say it because you'll get me in all kinds of trouble, because I know you have a foul mouth like I do, which is awesome. But you said after the 3rd 3 in this chick's face that she was your B, that you'd literally said to her, said, you're my B, and that all day long, I'm just going to make it worse. It's just going to keep getting worse because you're my B. Did you literally say that to this girl? Because I know you did. I know the story is that they, like, she narked on you that you called her a B. You're my B, and it's only going to get worse all day because you're my B.
Yep, she did that.
And then you dropped 3 more in her face.
Yep.
So, and then she didn't like you and ran after the game and told her mommy, like a little B.
Yeah, that's exactly. That,
so she told her coach in a timeout that you called her
nice.
A B.
The
and then,
just...
But wait, and then after the game, she told her mommy that you called her a B right to her face.
Yeah, I say it all the time. The girls are annoying because they're all over me. It's either I'm point guard or I'm shooting
guard.
But
they double
you. They go, 25, shooter, shooter, 25. So they're all over me. I get triple teamed.
They're all over you like a mosquito when you're sleeping.
And I'm just like, get off of me. It's just a game, dude. And then I start screaming at them, and then I get frustrated.
So then you finally say, I'm going to make you my B.
Yeah, so this is what happened. I'll tell you something really entertaining. So when I was at my game, I used to have old teammates, and they were all Bs to me. They were really mean to me, and they treated me like crap. And
why? Because you were so good, and they didn't like you.
Yeah, they didn't like me. And
so
they're a year older than me.
Go figure. How could you be great, and your teammates don't like you? Because
God.
Are you too cool for them or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Why do you think they didn't like you? Because they're soft?
Maybe they're just...
Jealous?
Jealous, probably. I have no idea.
All right, so what happened?
So this girl, her and her cousin were mean to me, and I played them recently. I haven't seen them in a full year, so I've grown, and I'm taller than them. I've always been. They're, like, short, but they see me, and then they're scared, and then the best player on the team, which is her, she's guarding me the whole time.
Right.
I hit 6 threes in her face.
Right.
It was, like, the 3rd middle school game.
Right.
And then the last one, she was, like, looking at me because she knew, like, she was going to get schooled by me. And then the last one, I just left my wrist out. I was just like, look at my wrist. Look at my there. Just look at it. And then she looked at it and just shook her head. And I was just like, look at it. And I gave a little kiss.
Lucas. So you played in back-to-back games, never came out of the game, and you scored. How many did you think you scored in the two games? Did you have 40?
Probably. Either 40 or like 35.
All right, so you play on one team as a travel team.
Oh,
and then,
God.
But wait, the other team is a eighth grade team, but you're in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And there's two players on the team. The one player that like broke the all-time school record for points.
Yep.
And then there's you. And you're two grades down. Now, let me just ask you off the record. Bottom line is that you start and you score all the points with the girl that was the all-time leading scorer in the history of the world.
Yep.
She broke the record this year. They stopped the game, and everybody gave her champagne and kisses, and the crowd went nuts for her. But the reality is that one of the little narcs on your team ran to their mommy and said that they didn't like that you play and she doesn't, even though she's in eighth grade, you're in sixth grade. That's what rubs her wrong, is that you're two grades down and that you're playing more. So that narc told her mommy, and then her mommy called the coach and said, why is Chop playing and my daughter's not playing? My daughter's in eighth grade. She should be enjoying playing time because she's older.
No,
and the young girl shouldn't be allowed
age.
To play.
It doesn't matter.
But it
the
does
age.
Matter the age, because she knocked you out, and then your coach stood around and sat you down. Meanwhile, you're dropping 20 a game, and then she sat you.
Yeah.
And what did you think of that?
I just think it's so dumb. It doesn't matter about the age.
Basically,
if I'm 10
sucks.
Times better than her,
it's
it
who's
sucks.
Better. Is it not
it's who's better?
And then who turns the
if,
rock
if
over?
If I hit a
who
three.
Who turns it over?
Oh, my God. Every single play. It's her.
So did she ever put your talents back on display and start playing you again and starting you?
Yeah, she still plays me, but I don't
But does
think...
she still play the other girl that turns the ball over and never hits a shot?
Yeah.
Is
but she
still...
doesn't because she's in eighth grade
but
and she should get a chance
is she still
to play
a narc?
Because she doesn't want to lose her confidence.
Wait, is she still confidence? She has no confidence because she has no game. Is she still a narc is what I want to know. No
I don't
comment?
Know. I think, you know, I have no idea.
You know, because you don't care.
It's between her and the coach. I don't care.
Now, let me
it's
ask you.
It's just the fact
so
that she sucks and I'm good.
Right.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Now, the girl that broke the all-time record is going to play at a big school. She's going to go play in the high school. She's getting, like, the whole deal. They're rolling out the red carpet for her and playing at the next level in one of the best schools in the area. Not naming the school. She's going to play for a school that a lot of the kids that play there end up going to D1, Division I colleges to play basketball. Now, do you think that, because you're only in six, but you play, like, an eighth or ninth grader, you're one of the best players in the county, do you feel that you will keep wanting to play ball in seventh, eighth, and ninth grade? Because this girl's going into ninth, you're going into seventh, so you're in the middle year of middle school. You still got seven and eight at that middle school.
Yeah,
you were playing on the eighth grade team your first year. Do you think that you'll still want to ball at a high level next year and the year after? And so seventh and eighth grade, do you think you'll still want to ball?
Obviously.
Well, that's obvious.
I've been playing ball forever.
I know, but a lot of kids quit. A lot of girls quit.
Why would you quit?
Are you a quitter?
No.
You're not going to go soft tissue on me?
No.
You're going to keep playing no matter what, no matter injuries or anything else. Didn't you say the other day you started crying that your knees hurt?
Yeah,
what
my
was that
knee,
about?
I don't know. You know how Gunner has, like, that knee problem?
Right.
I don't even
know.
Oh,
now you're saying you have that problem?
I don't know. The inside of my knee is always hurting. And I,
does it hurt
now?
I
can crack it and crack it.
Well, I know you can crack it. Hold on, listen. Can you do it again? Hold on.
Do you hear that? It, like, cracks if you feel it.
I'm not sure anyone can hear that, but let me ask you, is it hurting now after you play games? Or is it
depends.
Go away?
It gets sore every like once in a while, and then it'll go away. It's sore for like a week, and then the next week I'm fine.
So, do you think that you're gonna want to play high school basketball?
Oh,
like,
easily. So I want to go all through high school playing basketball.
Now, do you want to play? Don't name names. No schools named.
Yeah.
Do you want to play at the local high school that's not a Catholic girls' school, with all the nuns and rules, or do you want to play with the cool school, like the public school where like Gunner goes? Do you want to go to the public school and play chick ball, or do you want to go play where all the star girls play at the snooty, snotty, rules-infested Catholic schools?
You
Let's just
what?
Be honest about it.
I'll be honest with you right now. I don't want to go to the public school that Gunner goes to.
Why is that?
Because their team sucks. They're trash. And I could score at least 2,000 points in my career there because they are the worst team. They're terrible. They're worse. The boys' team is good, like the varsity boys, but the varsity girls
But the varsity
are
boys
cheeks.
And the JV and the ninth grade boys are all good.
Yeah, the boys are
the
good,
girls
but the
suck.
Girls suck.
Okay, so you think that you, with all of your attitude problems and your defiance and your smart mouth and your trash mouth that you have that you obtained because you know me, because I've developed you into just a nasty, foul-mouthed, troublemaking baller with big game, big dreams, big rock star status, big red carpet, big shoes, big apparel, big fashion, big eats, big drinks, no questions asked, rock star status. You think you could take your chip, your attitude chip, and play at the rulesy, ruler-slapping wrists and hands Catholic nuns in your face all day school because they have a great basketball program?
I think it's all for the basketball. I don't care what it is.
Do you want to go where the eighth grade superstar goes, or do you want to go to the one where you used to go to the camp? Do you want to go to that camp one?
I have no idea. There's tons of them. I don't know which one I want to go to, but at least I got
to
prove
so
that
you want
I can
me
do
to
it.
Pay a bunch of money for you to go to some highfalutin Catholic girls school because they got a great basketball program. Don't you think the coach should know that you're a badass and come see you play and then crave your services? Why should I have to
My
go
coach
like
is...
why should I try to like get you in there because I know people? Why shouldn't you get in there because they know you're a badass and you can jack 25 footers?
Because they don't know me yet. I'm only in sixth grade.
But
Next
they do know you. You don't
show.
Think they know you already? If they know her because they come watch her play, don't think that they're not there watching you jack 25-footers like a man. They all go to watch her. I've seen them at the games.
I know.
And then you don't think they're watching you, too? They're like, who's the chick hitting the bombs?
I have no idea.
But meanwhile, the chick that went and broke all the records, she never passes you the ball. Have you ever noticed that?
Technically, she doesn't give anybody the ball because she shouldn't. My team is cheeks. But I'm saying the only person that she does give the ball every once in a while is me because me and her, we know how to pass to
right.
each other. I'm the only person on the
court
that
can
pass to her.
You know how to kick it in and she kicks it out. You know how to get it into her and then she'll go to the free throw line into the top of the key, get the ball, and then make her move or kick it out to you when she's doubled and then you make the J, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you know how to drive, which I've tried to teach you a million times, to drive more and score inside? Because what you do is, just so you know, you dribble right and you go to the right corner and you get trapped every time and then you throw a crappy pass. Do you know that you do that?
Yeah.
I've told you a million times.
Tons of mistakes.
You dribble into the corner, stop, pick up your dribble, and then throw a crappy pass. One of the biggest problems with you is that if you'd listen and learn how to drop step, step backs, shake your defender, cross over and go, dribble, cross over, go, drop step, step back, head fake, get him up, go, drive, finish, get fouled, you'd score twice as many points and you'd get to the line a lot more because you're not afraid to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
You're not afraid to shoot from anywhere. Why are you afraid to drive?
I don't know what it is. I'm just not used to it. It's not
like
I'm afraid of it.
You don't want to hurt your
fingernails?
No,
I'm not like that.
Are you afraid of contact?
I'm fine with contact. No, literally, we just jinxed that. I'm fine with contact. I don't care. I'm like the toughest one on my team. I don't care if I get knocked down through four girls. I could care less about that. It's just the fact that I'm not used to it. I'm so used to just getting the ball
and shooting,
chucking a three and swooshing that. And that's just what I'm comfortable with. And I'm not comfortable yet with plowing through eighth graders that are 5'8" when I'm like 5'3".
So you don't want to deal with
like I'm tall
you don't want to go in the trees and deal with all the violence.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with it. I feel like the ball's going to get stolen. I'm not going to do it right and weird stuff's going to I don't know.
So
I
do
just,
you
I'm not comfortable
now let me ask you this question. Back in the day, you told me that you loathe school and that it sucks cuz I thought school sucked too.
Gosh.
But honestly, you hated school and you were a crappy student. Now, as you got older, you go into sixth, you're actually getting good grades, you're a good student, you study your face off, and you do well. You know that a dramatic change by you as a student is the key to your success, because if you don't get grades, even at
you're
middle school,
you're not getting through.
Or if you don't get grades even at the Catholic girls' school, you'll never, A, make it, B, you'll never play. If they don't let players play that get bad grades. You knew that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know that.
So are you determined now, because you hate school, but you're determined to get good grades because you know that you have to get good grades to get burned?
You know, it's not just because of that. I know that.
Well, what is it?
I know that's how it is, but
why do you hate school? Because you hate people.
Yeah, I hate all the girls in my grade. They're all mean to me.
Why are they mean
to you? I got, like, bullied last year. You know all the crap that I went through last year?
I know, but you can beat all of them up.
That's why,
so what's
another reason why I want to leave.
Are they afraid of you?
Yeah, they're all afraid of me. I'm, like, a foot taller than all of them.
I know, because they know that you're a badass. Do you think they're afraid of you? So that's why they make fun
of
you, because they don't like you?
Yeah, they're afraid of me. And last year, the whole reason why was because the two girls, they were jealous of me. Because they were jealous that I could hang out with all the boys, because they were like, oh, my boyfriend, and, like, all that.
Do you think it's because you're such a great basketball player that they hang out with you, or just that you're cool, or just that you can beat them up too? But you can beat up a lot of the boys. That's why I nicknamed you Chuck.
And then them all up.
Do you mostly hang out with boys and basketball player boys because they're more fun, they're cooler, and they play video games better?
Yeah, I like all
Do any of your girlfriends, do any of the girls that you are friends with, do any of them, can any of them play ball?
Not really. No.
So, I mean, Billy and all your friends are guys. They can play video games. They're cooler. And they go to movies.
Yeah, I can play video games. I can hang out with a boy 100%. Hanging out with a girl is, like, I don't know, a 90. It's just so easier for me to hang out with a boy.
Do you like playing basketball better against the boys?
Yeah, because they're better.
Do you like playing when I take you to the club and you play against men? Or is that just a joke to you? Or do you take it seriously?
So that's the thing. I take that seriously, but they look at me like, oh, you're only like a 12-year-old and we'll just let her shoot. And then they see I'm jacking 3 threes at a time, and then they start guarding me. Remember, like, Mal?
Right. Yeah,
remember
your boy
he
Mal?
Started guarding me?
My boy Mal?
Oh,
I love Mao. You know Mao owns two restaurants?
Yeah, he runs the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, and then he owns another one, a sushi place. It's popular, too.
Is he loaded?
Do you like Foz with his horses
in
his school? Who's your favorite person of the Pharrell Ballers? What about Killer and Money, his son?
Killer never talks. He
Killer
doesn't
talk
to me.
But he's got game.
But he's got good game.
Is he older than you? We're the same age. But he's like the best player I ever played with. You know, he's just so consistently kick-ass. He has vintage moves.
His son's
and he's
amazing.
He doesn't turn the ball over. He makes shots.
And
you leave him open, he'll dagger you.
It's not about your height, because he's short. It's not about the height.
He's
just
smart.
About,
you know, when he was his son's age, he was the same player, spitting image.
Yep.
And now his son is
they
better than
exactly
him.
They look exactly the same. Too.
Money is 100 miles
better than him, because he's like 100 times faster.
And he's 100 times faster. But his son's got mad game. And I think his son has more range from outside. He can hit threes more easily.
Killer makes, he's an inside shooter. Yeah,
but he makes that 15-footer.
Yeah.
He makes that bank shot on the wing.
The NBA three.
And the free throw line. And then he can make the three, no problem. But his son shoots the three
he's
more fluidly.
He's had a lot of game winners for your team.
He has. What do you think of the fact that I made a million friends playing ball and won 8 championships? You want to sing the song with me so that we can get it so everybody can hear
it? Yeah, I got it.
With the Pharrell Ballers, because we're dollars and the others. And when they wake up in the morning and their grandmas give them breakfast, they put on so much Smuckers. And when they have a lot of barbecues, they put on so much mustard. And their sisters had the blisters. And their brothers had the whiskers. And the sister, when she had a birthday, she had something that she never wished for. It's fun balling, right?
Yeah.
So, do you like going on vacation with me more to SoCal into La Jolla and surfing, or do you like going to the Caribbean to, like, all those places you've been to, all of them, like St. Kitts, St. Martin, it goes on and on and on, the DR, every island known to man you've been to, you name it, you've been there, every one of them. I mean, I can't even list all of them. You've been to so many of them.
Oh,
St. Croix, St.
Bart's,
St. Thomas, St. John. You've been to all of them.
Yeah,
what do you like better?
Pete.
Do you like Cali? And do you like In-N-Out Burger? Or do you like going to the Caribbean and standing in line at customs and it's hot and sweaty and sticky?
I like Cali.
You like Cali better?
Yeah,
Do you think you'd rather live in Cali?
Yeah, I would love to live in Cali.
Than live in Jersey.
It's so damn expensive. It's
well, you don't
like
think it's expensive?
Snobs up there.
You don't think it's expensive in Jersey?
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of snobs up here. But...
Snobs and losers?
Yeah, we got a bunch of losers. But the people from Cali, they're snobs, but they're not losers.
But they're cooler.
They're cool.
And then whenever we went out in Cali, we hit up In-N-Out Burger, which was badass because it's open late at night.
Oh, God, remember when we went at 1 in the morning
no
after
problem.
The boardwalk? There,
you know, no problem. The other night I was in Vegas and they had In-N-Out Burger and it was like probably 200 yards away from the T-Mobile Arena across the highway. I was willing to run through the highway and get killed by cars doing 100 miles an hour to get to an In-N-Out Burger. I would have ran across a freeway with cars.
Yep.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Now, didn't you have a car the other day driving toward you trying to kill you on
the
freeway?
Oh, God, I got to explain that.
You leave the lot at the mall, yeah. And you're driving to your game, and it's just like a Sunday morning. You're minding your own business. One thing leads to another, and then you're driving down the highway doing 75 miles an hour, and what did you see?
We were just all chill. We were going down the highway.
Right, like I just said.
In the middle of nowhere, we see this car coming at us.
Doing 80.
Going 80 miles per hour.
Gonna
like, how
you.
Do you not notice
gonna kill you.
That you're going the wrong way on the parkway?
And she almost killed you.
And then 34C slams on the horn. Like, it's literally in our
lane.
And
what did you do? Did you give her the finger or anything?
No, I forgot to. Because I thought she was in the other
lane. But you wanted to.
I wanted to.
So, at least you lived, and she turned around and went the other way and almost killed everyone. People were freaking out on the highway. So, when your friend comes to the house, and we leave her or him alone, and the dog is near a friend, and you leave the room or I leave the room, the dog will kill your friends.
Yeah.
It'll kill a girl. It'll kill a boy. It'll eat them. It will growl, raise its lips, and it'll show its teeth and fangs like Cujo and scare all your friends. All of your friends and all people alive are afraid of our dog. Tell the truth. And now he's got a rash near his onions.
Yeah.
A giant rash on his onion area. So his home plate area has a rash on it, and he wants to lick and chew the rash and chew his leg off. Is that true?
Yeah, he's crazy. Like, no joke. Every time I have a friend over, he's all fine with them. That was the first time he saw my friend.
But they're all scared to death of him.
No, they first meet, and they're like, oh, my God, he's so cute. 20 minutes later... They go near him, and Boston turns around and does his little Cujo lip thing, and then he tries to attack them on him.
So you make a lot of food, and you constantly make me pancakes and breakfast, and you make Carver High gigantic cookies. Chocolate chip cookies the size of pancakes.
Homemade.
Gigantic cookies. They were enormous, and Carver High loved them. Now, let me ask you, you legitimately, at age 12, your goal is to play high school and college basketball, be a star, and then when you're done with that, because you know it'll all come to an end, you want to be a chef.
Yes, I want to be a chef.
You want to go to the culinary in New York. And be a great chef. You want to own your own restaurant?
Yeah, I want to own my own steakhouse, and I want to be the greatest chef in New York. It's not just be a chef, it's be the greatest chef.
Be the greatest chef. That's what I like. Have high goals and high demand for excellence.
Yeah.
Do you think that as I get old, because I'm already old, do you think that as I get older that you will eventually become my full-time professional chef and that you'll constantly cook me kick-ass meals and make me fat, and then I'll finally die and you'll put me in a casket because I'll be a fat-ass eating all your food.
I'll make 34C drive you to my steakhouse all the time. You'll enjoy it.
You'll force her to drive me.
I'll force her to drive you because she's not going to be sick.
But
you're going to be the sick one.
I'll be the sick old dying man, and then the one thing I'll have left is that you'll be...
She's going to be driving you.
You'll be cooking me tomahawk steaks. You know how much I like steaks, right?
Yeah.
And I go to steakhouses all the time. And I like lobster. Mm-hmm. I like shrimp. You name it. Scampi. I like sea bass. I like... What don't I like? I like pizza.
No, you eat
everything. I like wings. But you always take me to this one place. I don't want to name it. But I know it. I call it the Salt Factory. Because when we eat there, what happens?
You get thirsty and you drink like 4 gallons of water.
Right, so
after
what they need to do is learn how to make their kick-ass food without killing us with salt. So they make all this great pizza, all these great wings, all these great ribs. And the key to their success is their people, when they're eating it, it's so salty that people think it's kick-ass
palace.
Until they go home and they have to drink a bathtub full of liquid.
Yeah,
and you're up all night chugging.
I remember that night when we were both chugging water.
Chugging.
We couldn't fall asleep. That was crazy.
You can't make food with that much salt. It'll
yeah,
kill you.
Can't. It'll kill you. You got to put seasoning. I don't know. Seasoning. Like garlic and crap like that.
But. So when you, like, you constantly will make pizza bagels.
Yeah, pizza bagels. That's all I do. And then you all make, I am is just rushing to bat. At first I got school. Then
you
I
make
got
onion
practice.
Rings, french fries, pizza
onion
bagels.
Onion rings, french fries, burgers. I'm always
burgers.
Getting burgers.
Oh, your
That's
burgers
my favorite
are great.
Thing
now what
cook.
About?
Teriyaki, bacon cheeseburger.
Right, and then you make the best egg and bacon sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then you love toast. With bacon.
I take like Italian bread. Then I put it, instead of toast, I put Italian bread in the toaster.
With butter.
Yeah, and then I toast it and I make it all burnt and stuff. And then I put butter on it.
Do you think that you become a better chef than 34C?
Oh, God, I already am right now.
You already passed her.
I passed her, but I'll probably, who knows if I'm going to be better than Granny Kathy.
Do you think that Pharrell, your dad, eats more popcorn than anyone on earth?
Yeah.
Clearly. And what about lemonade pop-ups?
Me.
The lemonade pop-ups that I eat, the
oh
frozen.
Oh, my God. That's every single night. I was just going to talk Millions about of that. Them. When you were talking about how you eat everything, I was going to say that you literally have those Italian ice pops every single night.
They're awesome.
But the food that you eat, it's better than the food that I eat because I'll get like a heart attack.
You
by
eat
the time.
All greasy and
greasy
junk food and chips.
Junk food.
And,
literally every day
but I turned
I'm
you on
eating
to,
junk food.
But I turned you on to sea salt Ruffles, which are badass.
Yeah, those are good.
You like those?
I like pop chips.
Oh, I know you like pop chips. And I like popcorners, the white cheddar popcorners. Do you think I eat more pistachios than anyone on earth?
Oh, God. Pistachios think, make you break out. I don't know how
I think they make
out.
You fart more.
I don't know.
Do you think that I have the greatest 10-plus second farts ever where I can drag
oh
one out
God.
For over
Every
10 seconds?
Every morning when I'm brushing my teeth, you come in the bathroom.
And bust one off?
You bust one off for like 15 seconds.
But I bust off 15-second farts
and
like they're nothing.
And then we just
laugh like
and
it's
I'm
no
just
problem.
Covering my nose.
I mean, it makes you laugh because my farts are so funny because they're like music. They're literally, I can
like
make them. It's like a song. I can
like
make them go on.
To sing.
I can make them go on forever. Do you think that I like the penguins more than I like you, your mom, and brother?
Honestly, I don't. I think you like us more.
So you think I like you guys more?
Yeah.
Did you bum out?
Your only goal for us is to win more championships for the Pharrell Ballers.
That's
and
true.
To have your family
so
happy.
So what did you think when Kobe and his
your
daughter died?
Win.
Did you think that sucked?
I thought it was terrible. That was just like the whole world. Even if you weren't a fan,
it all
of Kobe,
stopped.
It
Everything
all stopped.
Stopped.
Everybody was crying that day. It was
so.
It was
who's
depressing.
Your favorite player now that Kobe's gone? Is it LeBron or who is it? Who's your favorite player? Kyrie? He never plays. He's a wuss bag.
I don't know.
Who's
I
your
don't
favorite
like Kyrie
player?
Because he moved to the Celtics.
What about Dame time? What about
star?
Damian Lillard? Who do you like the best? Is it Harden?
Not Harden.
What about D'Lo? Maybe it's Curry. What about Jimmy Butler? Do you like him the best?
I like him.
What
but
about
he's not my
Tatum
favorite.
From the Celtics? He's about you. Don't know who your favorite player is?
No, honestly, I don't even.
You're
know
You're your
favorite,
favorite player.
Yeah, probably.
Chopper's your favorite. You're like repping yeah. yourself.
I mean, I might like LeBron, but that's like you're gonna say I'm like a bandwagon
because
everybody.
Well, because
likes
he cries
LeBron.
Every time the whistle blows, whether it's against him, for yeah. him, no matter what it is, he's always crying. He gets
you think
every call.
Bronny, do you think Bronny's going to go to the NBA?
I think
just, like,
Bronny will
ahead?
Probably.
Do you think he's going to go to college or
think,
just straight
well,
to the NBA?
Well, he might go straight to the NBA. Who knows? But I know he's going to go to the NBA because his daddy's going to make
that.
Sure of it.
Yeah.
He gets all of his high school games are all on
Have
TV.
Have you heard about Mikey Williams or no? Do you know that
no,
kid? Oh, my
that?
God. He's amazing. He's like an eighth grader. Right now, he's a ninth grader. He's Gunner's age. He's younger than Gunner. He's amazing. He's huge.
Where does
he's like
he play?
6 foot something. I have no idea. He plays with, like, Bronny for, like, the Blue Chips.
So why is it that you love playing basketball, but you never really watch college basketball? Do you like watching the NBA at all, or are you...
I barely watch.
So, in other words, you like playing, but you don't like watching basketball. Who does that? Like, how can you play as much as you play and not like basketball?
I have no idea. I like going to my own games and I like playing. But ever since I was little, I would never watch the professionals.
Why is that? So like when you're at home, all you do is go on your phone and on your computer and you laugh and watch idiots and stupid people do stupid things. Now, that is funny and fun. But who plays as much ball as you do that doesn't watch ball? Like, so you don't copy anyone, imitate anyone, want to be anyone? There's no other chick that you like watching play?
Here's the thing.
You just want to create your own game.
Yeah, it's that, but it's also I'm not getting moves from the professionals because they're, like, way older.
Look at that
they're
chick.
Bigger,
over 2,000.
The
girl from Oregon, over 2,000 points in her career in Eugene for the Lady Ducks. Quack, quack. Mostly you would say you got most of your moves in game from me.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one you ever watched.
Well, I was better than Gunner, but now that he's bigger and stronger, he's big.
But you went to a million of my games, so you saw me play a lot.
By the time that I'm like 5'10 or whatever, I'll be...
You'll be a six-footer. You know you're going to be a six-footer, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you are.
Bro, the doctor's
why would you not be
so
a six-footer?
I don't know. I was supposed to be 6'1". The doctor told me I'm going to be like 5'10".
So how about, I think you're going to be 6'1", and the doctor's a doofus. How does that sound?
I know. I don't like it.
I want to fart on him.
No, it's a her.
Her, him, them. I don't care who it is. I want to fart on him, and I also don't want to have an onion rash like the dog. Nobody wants to have onion rashes. I'd rather have your onion rings that you make in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Chopper, it's been great hanging out with you and talking ball. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
You had a good time? So here we go. At the end of the interview, this is unbelievable development. Here comes the young gun swooping in, and he wants to clarify some misperceptive like comments made that were just unauthorized and really unnecessary. Go ahead.
As McKenna may have stated earlier, saying that she's better than me just because I'm taller and stronger. That's the only reason.
Older, taller, and stronger. You're in high school. She's in sixth grade.
It's not
so even, like that. Like you're in high school. She's in sixth grade. And then she said that she smashed you in the face with her beats. Is that true?
That did happen. But I just wanted to say she's nowhere near as good a shooter, driver, anything, defense,
okay,
anything as close
okay,
to me.
Okay, buddy. I mean, how much threes do you average per game?
More than you.
He misses more than you.
You probably shoot 7 for 17, and I shoot 7 for 11.
The difference is that I can do things besides shooting, while you can only dribble yourself into the corner and take horrible shots until 3 of 10 of them fall.
Okay, well, you have better decisions than me, but I have a better shot.
It's not even clear. Your form is horrible. It makes me throw up.
It's horrible, but I make it every time.
But
what's the difference? Horrible, but makes it every time, and then you just don't like that she makes it.
I don't care if she makes it or not.
She's
just not even close. I'm just way better.
He's 15. He thinks he knows everything.
I'm way better than her. It's not even.
Because you're bigger.
I'm way.
If you were my size.
I mean, you can hear the anger in her voice. She knows I'm way better than her.
And you were in sixth grade.
She wants to take you on right now and beat you in the dark.
I would school you.
No.
I've always had a better shot than you.
No, never actually.
I've always had a better shot than you.
No.
Well, every time I play a sport, I catch on to it. It takes you time to actually catch on. Like, every sport that I play with a ball, I have great coordination. I get in, I play a bunch of sports.
You clearly seem angry here, but the consensus we're talking about is basketball. And to finish off my statements,
it's
I'm better at basketball than you, and it's not even close.
I said that, right? I said that because you're bigger and stronger.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
All right, Chop, there you go. So you've now talked with me about your life, all the exciting things in it, and you've argued with your brother again about basketball. Do you feel good about coming on the Pharrell on the Bench podcast?
Yeah, I feel really good.
Do you like
I think this is my first time since I was
like forever.
Like forever.
So do you like the Coast to Coast Pharrell show on Sports Grid and the in-game live show that I do? So I'm on 4 to 6 and 7 to 9. Do you like the new TV shows?
Yeah, I like you. I like you now. I watched it with 34C a couple of times.
Do you think that I look good with
your sports
clothes? Yeah, my blazers on. You think I'm styling?
I think you look better than wearing basketball clothes.
And what about my glasses? You like my Gucci's or my Maui's? These aren't them. I wear the white ones, the clear ones, and then I wear those Gucci's. Which one do you like better?
I think I like the Gucci's better. I think the whatever the clear ones are, I don't know. I got to get used to those. because I was used to like the colored, like the leopard ones that you used to wear. And right. Now you got like a clear one. It's different.
So you think I've stepped up my game with my outfits and my Don Johnson t-shirts? Your
fashion design.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find it better than wearing same thing to work all the time.
Well, so like what do you, it's so funny, you wear basketball clothes every day of your life and you wear hoodies every day of your life, and then you're telling me I shouldn't wear them to work when I was on the radio and no one saw me? Who gives a rat's ass? Well, like when I'm on radio, who cares what I wear? I could go naked and no one would care, and I could fart on everyone.
Nobody sees you.
Well, now that I'm on TV, I wear a blazer every day.
You wear like basketball shorts in 0 degree snow.
Well, I know. I don't like wearing pants. Why do you think I don't like wearing pants? Because my underwear squeezes off my onions and I'm miserable. If I'm sitting in a car, sitting at work, sitting in a chair, doing the show, I'm on air and I'm sitting there and my onions are getting crushed. Who needs that?
Yeah, jeans are very uncomfortable.
Jeans suck.
I used to have to wear jeans.
Pants suck. I like wearing basketball shorts.
Leggings are comfortable.
Why should I wear boots and shoes that are uncomfortable? I like wearing flip-flops. And plus, I have enough feet problems in terms of how many like injuries have I had on my feet playing basketball.
You had more feet injuries than ass surgeries.
I've had a lot of ass surgeries, and I've had a lot of foot problems, so why wouldn't I wear shoes that made me comfortable, like flip-flops? I don't have the pain when I wear flip-flops. And then the one pair of flip-flops that I wore the most, I can't wear them anymore because I stepped in dog cable in them. So
why
now,
you just clean them?
Well, because the cable stays in them forever. The cable sticks in the creases, and then you can't get it out. And then when you get it out, you spend all day with a toothpick scraping dog cable. And I've said, listen, I've said on TV, there's nothing worse. I stepped in dog cable with my D-Wades, and I stepped in dog cable in my flip-flops. So every time I go in that backyard and pick up the dog cable that you're supposed to be picking up, I step in cable, and it ruins my shoes. Ruin my basketball shoes, ruin my flip-flops. So why shouldn't I avoid? Like, if I went out there barefoot, I'd step in dog cable barefoot. And then I have dog cable in my feet. I walk around, you think my feet smell bad enough now?
Oh, God.
Don't you think? Like, don't you think I should just have specific shoes now that I wear out in the backyard to pick up dog cable, which would be the flip-flops?
Yeah, I think you should use, like, the ones that are bad.
That are ruined.
Like, the ones that are already ruined.
That are already
Maybe
ruined. Well, that's what I do. Well, that's what I do. Can you not swear? So, like, lastly, I want to ask you about the cheating in baseball. I know you don't care about baseball, but what do you think the teams that cheated, should they be shot? Should they be dragged out in the back and beaten? Should they lose their World Series championship? Are they all liars and thieves and heathens?
I think they should have lost. I don't think they should have gave it to him. If you cheat, you're a cheater. You know what I mean?
Do you hate people that cheat?
I mean, not necessarily hate, but it's not good to cheat.
So, like, you should win. You should win straight up. You should win.
You earned it. You earned the win. You earned the dub.
Have you ever seen anyone cheat in your basketball? Like girls cheating or coaches cheating or anything like that?
The coaches. Not the coaches. No, but the refs are terrible.
You think the refs make bad calls?
They make.
Are the refs worse in your league or in mine? Because you've seen mine.
Oh,
they're
God,
bad.
Your league. But we have the same ones.
Some of them are the same.
Yeah, some of them are the same.
Like Pete
you
does your games.
Yeah, you say hi to him. One with the,
You see, I know all the refs. Glenn.
And then
Glenn.
they probably call things on my team because they're so used to your foul mouth.
I think they like you as a player. They all tell me that they like you.
Yeah, because they all see me shooting up there when you got game.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, wouldn't you rather get along with them than not get along with them?
One of them really doesn't like me. One of them, I shot a three, and I did not see. He wasn't under the basket at all. He was out of bounds. And then he goes, "Will you not shoot when somebody's under the basket?" And he screamed at me, and I was like, "Bro, what are you talking about? You weren't even under the basket." I go, "Sorry." And I didn't mean it. I just turned around. I just said, "Sorry."
What do you think of, girls' college basketball, like the chicks that play? Do you think they're good? Or do you think women's basketball at the college level and the WNBA is good? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like watching it, but I mean, I think they deserve more. I think like everybody.
So see that chick, all, like the one that we were watching the other day, oh, that God, plays in Oregon, the one with the ball that's making the plays, all the plays and all the buckets. She's the one that broke the all-time mark at Oregon. She's the one that was best friends with like Kobe and Kobe's daughter. She spoke at Kobe's memorial. Yeah, she's friends with Kobe and her daughter. She helped coach her daughter's team and everything else. She's like one of the greatest college players in the country right now, and she's like an all-time record breaker in college. So she's like really famous. She was, I mean, literally she broke every record in the Pac-12. I mean, she's one of the best players ever. Look at her shooting. She shoots like you from downtown, but you make them. Look at her follow her shot, though. Yeah. She followed her shot and made the bucket. So,
is she big?
She's not big, but I mean, she's probably 6 foot, and she's a look at. She gets rebounds, and she's like constantly getting rebounds. And there's another one. So she was like trying to get her 1,000th rebound in her career, and Sabrina Ionescu, she's the one. And then there's the rebound right there that broke the record. First D1 player with 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 dimes in her career. My. First one to ever do it. How crazy is that? That's what you need to be determined. She had 21, 12, and 12, a triple-double. She's a badass. Her team's 26-2 and 15-1 in conference play. She means business.
Yeah, and she does.
She probably dedicated it to Kobe, too, because she spoke at Kobe's memorial. And then she went and flew and played in a game. How about that? She played in a game right after she spoke at Kobe's memorial. That's a real woman. She showed up at Kobe's memorial, and then she went and played in a game and then broke that record. She's the first player to ever do it, ever.
I like watching the girls better than the boys, because then everybody, they all like the guys when they play, because they could do like 360 dunks. They could do
You need to get one of those bands. See the band she wears on her hair?
Why would I do that?
Well, to keep your hair out of your face.
It doesn't go on my face.
Do you wear a, what do you wear, a ponytail on your hair?
So does that. Oh, so hair. I saw this girl I was playing recently, and she had her hair down, and I was like, that's disgusting, because you're sweating everywhere.
So she had her hair drooped over her face?
And she was just like, it was going all over her face.
Was she
that's
any
how
good?
You get pimples.
So she had the most triple-doubles, this chick, in a single season in D1 history. 8 triple-doubles. She did it twice. Another time she had 6. She's like the best player ever. 26 triple-double of her career.
Yeah.
26 triple-doubles. That's insane. She's got that's who you need to, like, resemble. That's the game you need to copy. You need to copy her game.
Yeah, I think she's really good. I mean, I just, like, I was saying, I like watching the girls, but I mean, there's a lot of them that just, they're just not as good.
More
entertaining watching the guys play, because they know how to do 360.
Well, they're more athletic.
Do all the stuff. They're more athletic.
And they can dunk.
And they're big.
Do you think that
if
you
girls
could...
were the size of the guys, they would be dunking just like them. But
do you think you could play? Do you think you could get your game through high school and then play college ball? Do you think you could do that or what?
I have no idea.
Do you think you'll have that kind of drive?
Determination. It depends. I don't know.
But are you that determined? Well, Harden breaks people's ankles left and right.
Oh my
gosh.
That was like an NBA yellow.
But he's. Do you think he's just a ball hog though? Do you think he ever does it?
Well, I mean, deserves to be a ball hog if he's going to cross people and hit half-court volleyball line shots. Like,
well, are you excited you did the whole show?
Yeah.
Are you stoked?
Yeah.
You think it's going to get a huge reception?
Gotta go study.
A lot of people are going to, like, listen to it and freak out and say Chop's a leader.
Yeah, they haven't probably heard from me in a while.
But they know that you're a badass.
Remember we used to do the Facebook Live, and then me and Gunnar would have some, like, punching
football
each other.
Football and punching contests.
Football, that was so funny.
Yeah, that's the last time you really did a full show.
Yeah, full show.
Well,
this
now
is,
you're
back
on the
that
bench.
That was, like, when I was, like, I don't know,
you were
nine
really
or
young
eight.
Then. You're probably
like
third or fourth grade.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, I was
now
in
you're,
second.
Now
I
you're
was
getting
in third
old.
Grade. Now I'm sixth grade.
Do you think you'll still hang out with your dad when you're in high school and college, or do you think that'll be
cool.
the end of it?
I'm not gonna be like Gunner.
So you're going to be cool to me always, unlike Gunner, who's not cool to me?
Yeah.
Why do you think he's turned on me?
Because he's a boy.
Because he's a boy and he's got an attitude problem?
Yeah, he's got an attitude problem. They're all like
so
that.
So should I go beat his ass?
Yeah.
Right. He can't beat me in basketball. Do you think that'll ever happen?
And then
either?
He acts like he can.
No,
and then he's going to come downstairs again and he's going to be like, oh, just to clarify.
No, he can't.
He can't.
He can't. He can't beat me.
He can't.
Neither can you.
I can't.
It's not even close.
Well, you're also like 6'4", and I'm also 5'4", so. And I got big
game James. Son, this ain't no joke. All right, Chopper, it's good having you on the bench.
All right, thanks, bro.
Can you say shake at ooh?
Shake at ooh.
Oh, 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 shake at
ooh.
Package.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.